Hi.
Morning, Tiffany.
Hi, love. Good morning. Thank you for being my co-pilot this morning. All right. Are we live yet on Facebook?
Am going live right now.
Okay. Get all the spots running. Good morning, everyone. If you're here on Zoom, say hello, would you, in the chat box where you're joining in from? All right, it looks like we're also live on Facebook as well. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday Success Coaching Call and Zoom sharing session. So looking forward to being here with you today. If you want to say hello in the chat box or on Facebook Live, say hello and where you're joining us from. Would love for you to do that. If you're here on Zoom, please make sure that your comments are going to panelists and attendees. Some of you are just coming into panelists. I know we mention this a lot, but just that way everyone can see your beautiful comments. I see we have Nevada here and New Mexico, Wisconsin. Good morning, Montana. Hello, loves. That's what I can see so far on Zoom, and lots of you here on Facebook Live. I'm here. I'm going to ride solo today. Our friend Sharon, though, if not, I have a co-pilot in Sharon who's helps run the show here. So grateful she's with us. Andy and Natalie send their love and their best. We interacted last night, saw some beautiful, fun photographs. They're on their presidential diamond trip and just being spoiled and nourished and pampered as they should be. Some love and joy. It's so fun to see people back together, right? Some of you probably have been following along or seeing different people you might be connected to in doTERRA that are there and sharing some of their photos and images. And gosh, isn't that just so good? I love seeing that your leaders are being well loved and nourished and taken care of. Which brings me to think about for all of you what I want to share leading out this morning. If you want to say hello, though, if you have a question or a comment, by all means, tuck it in the chat box or on Facebook Live, the comments. And start thinking about what's up for you and what you'd like some support with. But if we can we riff on a subject for just a little bit? And not that it's necessarily a new one, but it stands for renewal on a regular basis. I was just listening to a beautiful audio recording about, in essence, we could sum it up as self-care, but really is around vibrancy and vitality and having the energy, having the glow. Right? Like I was thinking about y'all this morning when I was getting ready. As you know, we talk about my glow blend that I absolutely love with different essential oils that I utilize morning and night. We've shared it many times before. I'm happy to share it again. But it's a potent cocktail, if you will, of some of the best high-grade essential oils through doTERRA of yarrow palm, copaiba, frankincense, rose touch, and blue tansy with organic rosehip seed oil. That I put in a yarrow palm bottle, right? And goes on my face. And I love it. Face, neck, all of that good stuff. Sometimes put it on the backs of my hands too, right? Like the spots where we get a lot of sun and wear and tear. But let's talk about the inner glow, right? And having the glow, because how many of you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, and ask yourself, what helps me have the glow? What helps me have that vibrancy and that energy? And am I nourishing my own radiance, right? My own radiance. It's so magnetic for men and women. Absolutely. It's just, are we nourishing our own roots? Are we nourishing the things that bring out that glow? Because I just want to come back to just some simple, right, reminders that we live in a vibrational based universe. Vibration, right? We also sometimes say that it's energy. Everything's energy, or like attracts like. And so when you ask yourself this question, it's like, what invites my own glow or radiance or vitality? Or again, you might even, for some of you might say my femininity and what brings out that luscious energy, but just that good, solid, or your masculine energy, right? To say, that I'm just feeling strong and confident. And, you know, all of those beautiful gifts is just tuning into that for ourselves. Is to be nourishing our own roots. So even if, like, you're saying, well, gosh, I want to be on that presidential diamond trip. I'm like, good. Now I'm going to ask, as your coach, how can you start more so treating yourself like you're a presidential diamond? That you treat yourself like a queen or a king, that you treat yourself. And I'm not talking about arrogance. I am talking about healthy self-trust and honoring you, right? So asking yourself to think about that for you is what helps you stay nourished. I'd love to hear about that in the chat box and in the Facebook comments. Answer that question, would you? What helps you feel nourished? And I want you to, of course, we'll talk about this if we can for a little bit. We're going to go here for a little bit today, is mind, body, heart, spirit. But asking just intuitively, what helps you feel nourished and to treat yourself like a valuable asset? You are your number one asset, hands down. Now, I realize many of you, myself included at times, we've learned that our self-worth, we've learned and had to unlearn this, but we learned heavily that our worth was outside of us. It was in our achievements and in accolades and attention and maybe a number on a scale or a number in a bank account, or we were hustling for our parents' approval, or we're hustling for Instagram likes or whatever the cases might be. But rather it's like, let's come home to ourselves and say, I'm going to choose to take better care of me. I am a pre You might even say, I am a presidential diamond, right? Or I am my most valuable asset. But treating yourself that way, because here's one of the things that I see as a coach regularly. Ironically, it's the number one thing. It's not too ironic, actually, but it is the consistent thing that I work with people in private and group coaching, is we get in alignment with their self-care and we take better care of themselves. Because sometimes when people hire me or they join my coaching programs, it's because they have these big dreams, which I love big dreams. But you know what big dreams need? They need fuel. They need energy. Sometimes you might believe or have a sense, how many of you have thought, I don't have enough time to achieve my goals or to really grow or build my business? We've all said it and done it, right? But the issue about time is sometimes the dynamic isn't that we don't have enough time, but that our challenge is we don't have enough energy. Right? I've been there, you've been there, where like we run out of gas at 2 or 3 p.m. or we wrap a work day and come home from a corporate office and maybe it's 5 p.m. in the evening. And after we get dinner and maybe kids to bed, we might have 2 or 3 more hours we could technically work on our goals after we've done all of those things, but we're just fried. We're cooked, right? So again, a lot of times it's asking, do I have the energy to achieve my goals? Am I regularly putting fuel in the tank? You can be a hot Ferrari, right? Driving around, a Range Rover or Honda CRV, whatever your dream car is. You are like this powerful vehicle, but you have to put fuel in the tank. You have to. So sometimes I like to look at this dynamic again, coaching a lot of people. They come to me and say, I have these big dreams and these desires, and they want to achieve them. And it's sometimes we look at and we adjust the disconnect. And that disconnect is, I have million-dollar dreams, right? That's a presidential diamond. I have presidential dreams or million-dollar dreams, and I have $10 self-care, right? And so we have a gap there to say, ooh, now I'm not saying $10 self-care literally means we spend, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars on self-care. I'm not opposed to that one bit, because you are the asset. But it's more around time of the things that fuel you, right? Like time for me in my garden, my little garden. Some of you may have seen that on my Instagram stories last night. I just have a little garden, but I love spending time in it. It fuels me. I went on a 5-mile hike with two girlfriends on Saturday, and one of a beautiful trail here in Salt Lake City. My go-to trail in Utah, if you're in Utah or when you come to Utah for a convention or ever come visit us, Mill Creek Canyon, my friends, Pipeline Trail is one of my favorite go-tos. But I'm just sharing. So again, that doesn't cost money, but it requires time. Time in my garden, time on a trail, time for reading, prayer, yoga, meditation. Yes, time to get your, for me, you know, it's like, hey, if it's a manicure or getting a massage or having an aromatech technique, is asking again. I'm loving seeing in the chat box. I'm going to acknowledge some of those, because I think you guys are sharing some real gems here in a moment. And Sharon, if there's anything off Facebook Live you want to copy and paste into the chat box so we can see those as well. We're happy to see it. But is this having some resonance with you, y'all, this morning? Is a lot of this is the word alignment. Would you write that word down? One of your yoga oils, right? How many of you have the yoga set oils? I love those oils. the anchor, the align, the arise, that align. I love the word alignment. Is so a lot of this we go, ooh, we got to be in alignment. Because if I have $1 million dreams, presidential dreams, but I have $10 self-care, you're out of alignment. You're not in the same lane of manifesting, right? And again, that doesn't mean we go and spend 3 days a week at the day spa and spend hundreds of dollars each time. It can mean that, but it's more so like, hey, I'm moving my body every day. My mastermind ladies, I'm currently in my women's mastermind for the summer, all around the US, one in Europe. Some are in doTERRA, some are in different companies or different professions, but we're all working on, we have three core habits we are accountable to on a daily basis. And one of them is we move our bodies every day. It's just the commitment. And sometimes we don't feel like it. There's times I don't feel like it, but even if we get on a 10-minute walk, but we're fueling the tank. And so that might be, again, it's moving your body. Sleep and rest. Rest is one of the most potent things you can do for good self-care, right? Joy listing, your self-talk or mirror work, your morning ritual. What are you reading? What are you listening to, my friends? Your mind needs fuel on a regular basis, daily. I listen or read to content every day, every day. There's not a day I don't do it, right? And sometimes I might be like this morning while I'm getting ready and putting on a little bit of makeup, washing my face, putting that glow blend on, getting ready. I'm listening to an audio recording of something. Does that make sense? And so that's something that you go, oh, okay, I am paying attention to how I'm going to nourish my brain. So just spend a little time with you of like, what nourishes me is the key question. How many of you have my self-care guide? It's free, completely free, no strings attached. If you haven't downloaded this, will you do that today? Will you do it right after we wrap this call? Because it's just a great resource to support you. And you find that at tiffanyspeaks.com under the tab Free Resources. And I think it's the second one down, yeah, of that you'll scroll that says self-care guide, right? It's just tuning into that and it helps you strategically, thoughtfully from the heart space, but helps you plan. Thinking about your life more from with intention than just stumbling, right? You're not going to stumble into great self-care. You're not going to stumble into great self-confidence, just like you would never stumble into being presidential diamond or, any of these things. But loves, this is where this work is so powerful. I know some of you, if you've been here for a while on these calls, you've heard this before. Some of you are brand new, and some of you have been here somewhere in between that. I'm so glad that you're here. But when I first started working with Natalie Goddard, right? And then it became Natalie and Andy. And now we're just the closest of friends. Here we are 10, 11 years later. But 11 or more years ago, when Natalie hired me and signed up for coaching, we were doing some private coaching. And she was Blue Diamond at the time. Her and Andy were Blue Diamond. And they hired me because they wanted to go presidential, right? And they'd been working at it, working at it. And someone on their front line, who's also a very close friend, she had hired me a few months before and had seen a rank advancement in a short amount of time, which got Natalie's attention, right? Because naturally, like if someone on your team pops pretty quickly, she was like, Kelly, what are you up to? Like, what are you doing? She said, I've hired this new coach. Her name's Tiffany Peterson. She's helping me with sales and self-care. And so then Natalie and I started working together. And I asked Natalie a really important question out of the gate on session one. And I said, great, we're going to strategize going to presidential. Number one, though, let's look at my first question is, have you celebrated being Blue Diamond yet? I mean, celebrated, really savored it, done a fun thing. And the answer, of course, was no. So that was one of the very first things was to get into celebration, right? How many of you how long has it been since you've been in celebration or joy or acknowledging yourself for all the good work you're doing? You're showing up here on a call like this. I hope you're acknowledging yourself. You're the kind of human that's saying, I'm going to invest in me. I care about myself and my family, my community, my planet, right? I mean, you're part of an essential oil company that really supports communities around the globe with the coastal impact sourcing and the way they do this. And it's so high vibration. It's like acknowledging yourself that you're here and that you're working on you and nourishing you and, wanting to be better and to share and all of those good things. But if it's been a minute since you've celebrated yourself, but that's where she and I started. Along with then we did some mirror exercise work and morning ritual and some self-care habits that we got started. You can find all three of those self-care habits I coach on my YouTube channel. Just search my name, Tiffany Peterson. It'll come up as my channel. And there's a three-part video series called Self-Care Equals Success, parts 1, 2, and 3. That's an assignment if you've not seen them or if it's been a minute since you've been there. I invite you to do that. Again, also a free resource. But these are some things I want you thinking about, what nourishes you. I'm going to scroll back through and read some of your beautiful responses here that help you, because I'm going to share these. Maybe these will help some of you get your ideas going and moving. If you have a question, drop it in the chat box, right? Or here on Facebook Live, and my friend Sharon here, my co-pilot, will help share those with me. Oh, I love Shelly says she's got lavender in the diffuser, rose and yarrow palm, and Frank on her face. Love it. Balance on the bottoms of your feet, Frank on your left shoulder, right? That's some good self-care right there, is some good diffusing and some oils supporting you. Hi, Grace. Hi, Gail. Good morning. Cindy says spending time in prayer each day. Absolutely. And she said, I also ordered 2 new bras that are touted to help with better posture. Good for you, Cindy, right? Some good self-care. Absolutely. Prayer is so nourishing for me. Prayer and meditation, just quiet time. Sometimes it's just allowing myself time to think. I've been starting many of my mornings out on my little patio space, and I'll start with just some reading, but then it's just breathing, right? And just being present. I love that. Tegan says hiking, gardening. Yes, both of those two are on my list too, love. Positive affirmations, meditation, time with my family, and good podcasts or books. Absolutely. Those are nourishing. Ask yourself, again, watching, listening, what nourishes you? Kim says, my yard in the morning is calm, cool, and where nature speaks peace to me. Girl, you just wrapped up what I was trying to communicate. My day goes so much better when I meditate and find joy. Yeah, because Kim, when you say I start my day that way, someone must be thinking of me. My nose is really itching. Okay, but when we start our day with intention like that, it's like we literally just put fuel in the tank. Shelly says, I love chatting with my girlfriends that are far away. So good nourishing relationships, back to the beach, gardening, walking in nature. Yeah, I love that. Mill Creek, she's asking, is how far is that from Pleasant Grove? It's about 35 minutes away, Mill Creek Canyon is. But I have hike recommendations for every canyon or even in Utah County. In Alpine, which is much closer to Pleasant Grove, I love Horsetail Falls hike, but that is a booty hike, man. Like you get a workout. It's like you've been on a tread or a Stairmaster for an hour, but it's gorgeous. You hike up to some gorgeous falls. Denise asks this question. Okay. Love the yoga oils. Yes. Awesome. Okay. I'm loving Paula says this. I'm going to come back to some of the questions that are here. Andrew says, love the yoga oils. I put all three in a roller and use it every day. Awesome. Or in a diffuser. Paula Sweetser from Facebook says, just shy of 2 weeks, I've been giving myself Symphony of the Cells daily and an iconic foot detox each week. Good job, love. And she also has a garden. Andrea Dean says, your heart guide meditation is a perfect way to start my morning. I do love that one. You can find that also on my website under the shop. Maureen says, gardening, crafting, and stretching in that. I love it. Good stuff, my loves. Okay. Yes. The name of that hike is Horsetail Falls in Alpine, for those asking. Horsetail Falls down south in Utah County. But Mill Creek Canyon, my favorite go-to. I'm a little biased. I've spent the most time on a trail there called Pipeline, which is gorgeous, any which way you get on that trail. Please share your glow mixture again. The glow blend, would someone put this in the chat box, is, for me, I take a yarrow palm bottle and I have probably 20-ish drops of yarrow palm, 20-ish drops of Frank. When I'm saying ish, that means one or two extra drops might fall in, but around 20, right? So 20 drops yarrow palm, 20 drops Frank, 10 drops copaiba, and about 4 or 5 drops of blue tansy. And then I top it off with the organic rose seed hip oil. I buy that off Amazon. And then I use Rose Touch also on my face. You could technically put rose or Rose Touch in that blend, a couple of drops of that, I just rose touch on the roller and then put the glow blend over it. So that's what's up for me. All right, I'm scrolling back for some good questions. Denise had a good question that she says, so you're saying that self-care is directly related to our money beliefs or our ability to succeed. I would 1000% say yes to that, to your beliefs and to your ability to succeed. I'm not saying that just because you take excellent care of yourself that you will physically manifest millions and millions and millions of dollars. But everything's energy, including money. That's like one of the words for money is currency, right? Think of that. Have you ever thought of that before? Like we call money currency and currency or a current, right? That currency is energy. And so, absolutely. Like, I'm curious, would the rest of you weigh in on that? How do you think, or how do you see that your self-care is attached to your ability to succeed? What else would you add to that, loves? I just see it again, as we've been talking about, it's fuel in the tank, it's water in the root system, right? Is that nourishing of it where we go, Like, again, this little garden that I have out back, and I'm here in Salt Lake City in Utah. In our water scenario, right? We're being intentional and mindful of that. So my lawn doesn't get watered every day by my sprinkler system. And yesterday it wasn't on and we are very hot, right? Meaning it wasn't the day for it to be watered. And so then I take with, of course, the hose and hand water my small little garden boxes on those days. But when I got out there, like my little zucchini plants were kind of wilted. They were like, we're getting scorched. They hadn't been fed for the day. And it was fascinating. I love watching this. Like I water them and within like half an hour, they're just perked right up because they've been nourished, right? And so same with us is we get wilted. It's like we get worn out, burnt out. We get exhausted. We're running what I come sometimes called the leftover life, where we get the leftovers. Everyone and everything else gets there first. But my friends, this is, I hope this is resonating. But on a really deep level, I hope that you're connecting to that at some level, what you want to manifest next has everything to do with, do you trust yourself? And if you're like, I'm already fried, tired, exhausted, worn out, I don't have energy in the tank. Do you really trust yourself to attract two or three new amazing builders? It's not in alignment. Because subconsciously, you're like, how am I going to hold space for new builders? One new builder, let alone two or three, is I'm like, hey, I'm in this space where how am I going to help support them because I'm not supported? And it's your job to support yourself, right? That's one of the graduations into our evolving into our human experience is, again, we come into the world so dependent on others and we so need one another. We're interconnected. But we take its responsibility, like, I need to support me. Some of you are waiting for permission from your spouse or a friend, or it's like, again, we want approval or permission, or we're still maybe hoping that our upline's going to do it for us or our parents or something like that. And while I want you in thriving, healthy relationships, right? This is more than just one textbook answer, that the reality of like, am I going to take care of me? Do I have my own back? I want other people to show up for me, but I'm asking you, do you show up for you? Do you support you? And so when you're saying, I want to manifest again these million-dollar dreams, but I have $10 self-care, you're not in alignment for that. You're not ready for that manifestation. And again, it's not about perfect self-care, but I'm asking for committed. And that it's not just self-care because, but it's about deep nourishment. And all of you represent a health and wellness company. So you see how important it is alignment. Again, it's not about perfect and that you have the, in your mind, perfect body, perfect weight, perfect, perfect, perfect. Let's let that go. But I'm just asking, what are your daily and weekly habits that you're committed to that nourish you? And what decisions do you need to make and practices to put in place? Because this is just bigger than like, oh, I need to go get, I feel a little. Gosh, I want to go play a little for sure, but it's more of like, hey, I'm taking care of and honoring and respecting myself. Versus often we let our self-worth and esteem be outside of us, and it's always on a roller coaster based on how other people show up or don't show up for us. Now, this is life work. I'm doing the same work myself. Okay. So I'm not sharing it from a place of like, all of you need to just work on this. But I've learned a lot about this conversation. And how I see it directly play out, and I get to regularly recommit to myself. Right. So this is such a good conversation. And again, it's something I was listening to this morning. I thought, I want to bring it here. I want to talk about it with y'all because we can sometimes, you'll hear us brush over this, but going into the roots system. When you want to see growth, imagine a beautiful oak tree, right? Some of you might have a beautiful, big kind of different maple or an oak or a pine tree in your yard. And when you see that, it's like when you're talking about to me that you want growth. I want more sales. I want more income. I want a rank advancement. I want to attract more leaders. Awesome. That's the blossoming or the blooming or the branches going bigger and wider. Beautiful. But how do we help that tree grow or that flower or that beautiful rose bush grow and bloom? We nourish the roots. Does that have resonance? I hope it does. I love this conversation. Again, make sure you download your free self-care guide. If you don't have that, I want that in your hand so it can support you body, mind, heart, and spirit in a nourishing way. Again, you find that at tiffanyspeaks.com and the tab at the top says free resources. Nicole asks a really important question to the panelists. So all of you didn't maybe get to see this. That's just fine. I'm going to read it. She says, "When I do self-care at times, I feel guilty for doing so?" Question mark. Can anyone else relate to that? Put that in the comments here on the chat box or on Facebook. Oh, how have you worked through that? Right? Nicole, do you want to come on live and we can dialogue about that? If you do, just say yes in the chat box and Sharon will pull you up as a panelist so we can talk about that. But that might be a real important conversation to break through with. And if you don't necessarily have to come on video, if you're in a space that you want to come up live, I'd love to have you. But talking about the guilt, okay, she's saying sure. So Sharon, will you promote Nicole to panelists so we can talk about this live? There we go. Hi, Nicole. Where are you joining me from today?
I'm in Marietta, California.
Welcome, love. Good
Thank
morning.
you. Good morning.
So, do you want to give a little context to this? Because I know you're not the only one that's felt this way.
I think for so long I was in mommy mode, taking care of everybody, taking care of my household. Now that they're older, they don't need me as much. So I've been doing some self-care, but then you get these chirps from people, oh, it must be nice. Or, gosh, I wish I could, but I can't afford it. Things like that. And then that just makes me feel guilty for doing self-care or taking time that people may not have money for or even time for. And I just hear those little chirps and it just gets to me.
So people have actually said those things to you, not just the fear that they might think or feel that way. They've actually said them.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hear you, lovey, and I get it. This is one of the ways this is going to be awesome awareness for you and for all of us as we get to work on this. The rest of you, again, taking note of this is, yeah, because one option of response is like you're saying is, ooh, I feel guilty, or I feel bad, or I feel like, but I want you to understand there's this dynamic, you taking good care of yourself. We live in an abundant universe. We do. I mean, have you been in nature in the last 24 hours or 48 hours or last 7 days at some kind? I mean, obviously, I assume you've been outside.
No, I haven't. And that's usually my therapy for myself is
Okay.
going on hikes and getting into nature and stuff.
Yeah. So in your mind's eye, I want you to get into nature, right? Mentally, I want you to visualize whether you're at the beach, you're on a trail, you're at a park.
Okay.
Can you see that? And just
Yes.
feel like how much abundance is in the world, right? Like the sunrise, the sunset, colors of all kinds, flowers and trees of all kinds, insects of all kinds, butterflies, hummingbirds, right? Like animals and love and food and shelter. And there's just so much where you go, oh gosh, we live in an abundant universe. And you enjoying your part of nature, so to speak, doesn't take away from anybody else. Now, yes, people have different levels of access and choices and all of that. So I get it that, but again, it's so much of life is more about like, do you have your own back?
That's true.
You know, and there's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt that says, do in your heart what you feel to be right, for you'll be criticized anyway. Right. Like I've seen this a lot with women, especially. It's like if women choose, to quote unquote stay home with children full time, then they can be criticized for, because that's what their heart wants to do. They
Right.
can be criticized because, hey, gosh, why are you choosing such a path and you're not sharing, showing up more in the world? And then the woman that chooses to have a full-time career and rock it in her career life, and then she gets criticized for not being a stay-at-home mom. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it goes each way
Right.
of the criticism. And so criticism, that's nice. And sometimes it's not even criticism, but just holding the space for someone and inviting them, if they make a comment like that, to say, yeah, well, what's one thing you could do for yourself today or this week that you feel like would nourish you? I mean, everything I've just modeled here this morning, the same thing as you can model it back is it's people get to choose, and some things cost money, some things don't. But feeling guilty over self-care, I'm going to say this really clearly, that's a choice. No one makes you feel guilty. I understand why you could, and I've worked, had to work on that myself at times. Like, ooh, I feel kind of, oh yeah, I've felt those feelings too, but I take ownership that no one makes me feel them. So I love your big tender heart, right? And you can model it back to them, but you don't need to feel less than for taking care of yourself. And here's the irony. When you feel better, you show up better.
That is true,
And when
especially
you,
for my family and for my team. Yeah, that is true.
yeah. So realize it. Maybe you may want to write down for yourself and put this on a 3x5 card that's in your space on a regular basis that says, as I nourish me, as I care for me, or as I feel how, as I take care of myself, I have more to give to others. It's a natural ripple effect. When you feel better and you feel more positive and energized, right? Like you start your day with some intention, your odds of being in a better mood are much higher because you've nourished your mindset and your mood follows your mindset. And then the way you show up with your kids and the energy in your home or with your team, like you just said. And so realize that the investment in you is also a ripple effect into the investment of others. Like the way I started my day this morning with intention and some nourishment, prayer and reading and listening helped me be in a space where I'm like, I legit am thrilled to be here with y'all. And my energy is in a place where I'm like, I'm just excited for this. If I would have just like ran out of bed or scrolled my phone or read something that, or like, oh gosh, then my energy would not be in the same place as it is in this moment. So that's just something to consider. I'm so glad that you're willing to at least, like nourish that and go, oh, I'm going to change the story about that. I understand why we could feel those feelings, but make the connection that it's like, hey, I'm investing in me to invest back in you. It
I like that.
all
And I
connects.
see the ripple effect where I start questioning my purpose in life anymore and if I'm doing good enough for my family or my team. And yeah, I definitely see that ripple effect.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for joining me. Good morning. I'm
Thank
wishing you a
you.
beautiful day.
You as well.
Okay, Marianne Lindsay's also sent in a question to panelists. It says, what do you recommend as a first step to get out of our own way? One is just maybe some of the work you just were listening to, Nicole, is reframing your mindset about it. And secondly, then we just start with small habits, right? Like my own habit is one of them is, again, I start my day with what I call the sacred 10, right? As a morning ritual. Some people call that, miracle morning and or a power hour. Well, that's a full hour according to that statement. And I even like the word, I teach this as morning ritual, but I like to even come down to a more microscopic level of what I call the sacred 10. And then we go, okay, I don't need to commit to a full hour. I've got to get things moving. I've got a household to run or get to the office, whatever. But you say, I'm going to start my day. My first 10 minutes of my day, I start with something that nourishes me. That might be moving your body. That might be prayer and reading. That might be listening to something, but you're starting in a simple way, right? As we start with that new habit. I also love, for me, the habit is I, with physical movement exercise, is I move my body every day is my mantra. If that speaks to you, borrow it, please utilize it. I don't own that. I just like it. It reminds me. But that really helped me is I used to have a belief, again, my recovering perfectionist used to feel like, gosh, I got to do a full workout for exercise, like go to the gym, do a full hour, come home, but some days I didn't have an hour to 90 minutes. I was like, ugh. So it's like all or nothing. But I maybe had 10 or 20 minutes, right, where I could get up and go on a walk in the morning, or last night it was in the evening, where it's so hot right now. It's either my outdoor movement's got to be first thing in the morning early, or after about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, right? Because it's so warm. But Marianne, I'd look at that as like, okay, but the habits back up the mindset. So the mindset of seeing, like we were just talking about, this is an investment. This is nourishment. And I'm going to nourish myself. And that I'm, you might not feel this way, right? Like I'm worthy of the time to be invested in. Some of you are not going to connect to that yet. You're going to be like, I don't feel that yet. But you are, and that's okay. You don't feel it, but it's just choosing into maybe those are two examples of two simple habits where you say, okay, right? I'm going to move my body every day. Maybe it's 10 minutes. I'm going to start my day with 10 minutes intentionally in the beginning. And that might be the same 10 minutes that you get up immediately and put on your tennis shoes and you get out the door on a beginning morning walk and you start your day that way. I just invite all of you to make a choice not to start your day on your technology, because the minute you're on your technology, you're on the agenda of someone else, right? And the distractions that potentially live there. And so start your day with a walk, start your day with prayer, reading, meditation, yoga, stretching. A gratitude list is a great life beginner activity too, or a day beginning activity. And then if it was me and I had, say, three habits, I mentioned two: daily movement, the way I start my morning, and then I'm going to read or listen to something positive every single day. And again, you can do all three of those things at the same time. You get up first thing, get on a walk, so you're moving that body while you may be on your AirPods or your headphones. You might be listening, to a popular or a nourishing podcast. There's a great podcast. I've been giving a lot of support on Instagram, just in my stories the last few days, because it's so good. And I've texted it to several close friends. But on Jay Shetty's show, Jay Shetty wrote the book Think Like a Monk. And on his show last week or the week before, he had Dr. Joe Dispenza on. So look for the show that's Joe Dispenza and Jay Shetty on Jay Shetty's channel recently. That would be a great podcast to listen to, right? So there's plenty of podcasts, Audible books, YouTube channels for, there's so much content out there. But maybe you do all three habits at once, the triple threat, right? A triple investment. So thank you for asking that. If you want any more clarity, feel free to share. Shelly's put the glow blend in the chat box. Yes, love. That's absolutely right. Thank you. Yeah. Danette Sellers from our Facebook Live says, if you have great self-care, then you feel like you can succeed in anything, which comes to or directly connects to making money. So powerful. Andrea says, I'm really changing this. I used to think I only, quote, deserve self-care after I succeed in doing something big. That's a big awareness, isn't it? It's just saying, gosh, I deserve, need, allow myself, whatever language works for you, but deserve daily or regular self-care, right? Because fuel in the tank. Got to put fuel in the tank. Yeah. Denise, that is the right. It's the Pura Dior Organic Rosehip Seed Oil. Thank you. Good stuff. Oh, Andrea, thank you. Yeah, Meg, I'm glad you're here. So many good reminders here. I'm so glad I tuned in today. Andrea says, thanks for the $1 million nuggets, friend. I'm off to a meeting. I'll catch the rest on replay. Right. Denise says, I think this is very good. My heart is resisting something, right? Tune in and ask your heart, heart, what's that resistance about? And just get plugged into it. Says, I think it's connected to trusting others and being able to choose into that connection with others. Do you want to clarify that, love, or do you want to come on live? And we can talk through that. Either add some more detail to that in the chat box or pop up your hand and we'll have Sharon bring you up. Yeah. Cindy just said, I just wrote down, whose permission am I waiting for? Cindy, brilliant question. All of you is like, ooh, whose permission am I waiting for? Right? Yes. And you know what, love? So like just sometimes, how many of you follow Ange Peters? I love that woman. We connected many years ago here through doTERRA as well. And she calls it taking a CEO day once a month. And I think that's so wise, whether, well, it's monthly or quarterly, I would suggest monthly. And she just takes the full day and with herself, right? You're the CEO of your own business. And being in a space like that, where, it's like doing a workout or going for a swim or a hike on a trail and then eating at your favorite cafe or your favorite bakery and taking your journal and just evaluating and where you are at and maybe picking up flowers for yourself. That's one of the things I self-care that also, again, is part of I'm asking what nourishes you. And when you talk about manifestation, inviting abundance into your life, you might ask yourself, you know, what feels like abundance to me? Same thing as I'm asking you, what feels like nourishment is what feels like abundance to you, and to do the things in your space and for yourself that feel like that, or you just treat yourself differently. Do you see how many of you are hustling so hard to achieve something, be something, have something with your homes, with your children, with your rank, with your business? And it's like, and often we're after a feeling. And I'm asking you to start giving yourself the feeling now, which is I'm worthy now. I'm deserving now. Like, I love that clarity, honey, that you have up here, that when you said, who said that? Oh gosh, it was so good. Yeah, I said, I think it's like, I need to earn that. Yeah, so good. So glad you guys are here. Who said that? I want to connect to that. Okay, Andrea said that. Yeah, I love that. Like, sometimes we feel like we have to earn it versus, like, I regularly have fresh flowers in my home, right? Or it's like clean sheets and my bed made and healthy, beautiful food in the fridge. It just is like different ways that you increase that nourishment / abundance energy. All right, Denise, it looks like you're here on this live. Would you, you want to unmute yourself? Where are you joining me from today?
I'm actually in Utah, down in Saratoga Springs.
Okay. Well, welcome, love. So do you want to elaborate what you're talking about related to your heart resisting something and connected to trusting others?
Well, first, just let me say thank you for helping. And I hope that this helps everybody. I have been working on relaunching my doTERRA business for quite a while. And this last few weeks, I've just been super intentional, trying to have that quiet space to receive guidance. And I just keep coming up against this block that anytime I even think about doing anything, this huge fear and anxiety and panic just hits me, and I end up doing nothing, which is super frustrating because I have been successful in doTERRA in the past. And so it's like, what is my problem? And I just yesterday or the day before, I started again with the self-care. And so I love that and feel like I may be hopefully on the right track. But I realized this morning as you were talking that there's something going on, and I've known this, with my heart. And it's very much connected to a past experience with doTERRA and connecting with women. And it's not just doTERRA, it's another group. So two groups, doTERRA and this other group, where the other group was actually a horrible experience. And I basically was told I was evil. So.
Okay. So there's a lot of energy on this, but where does that come up for you with taking better care of you? Why is there resistance on that? And what does that have to do with other people? Is it a fear that you'll be judged? Someone like what Nicole was saying, I'm afraid of being judged for taking good care of myself.
I don't know why that's hard to answer. Because in many ways, I feel like I've been taking better care of myself than maybe any other time in my life. I'm kind of a recovering perfectionist too, and always taking care of everybody else before me. But my children are grown, and it's just me and my husband. Of course, he has health issues, so I do get an opportunity to serve him, but that's kind of hard to do because I get really impatient. Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with me and my personal self-care?
Yeah, maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. Like, we don't need to create something that's not there. I do love the question regularly, Denise, of what do you need, sweetheart? So when you're triggered, and like when someone calls you evil or someone hurts your feelings or you feel left out or less than, which we can all relate to those feelings at some level or another, right? Is the less than, they come up for all of us at some time, or we don't feel like we're enough, or we our self-talk gets really negative. Like, oh, why did you say that? Or why did you wear that? Are you this or you that or whatever? Like, it's varying degrees for people, but just dropping in like, hey, wait, I've got you. What do you need, sweetheart? And learning to take better care of you is always going to be one of those big life lessons, right? For all of us. One of those, when I say big, it's important. And so even if many of you came and have amazing parents and a great childhood and a great growing up, some of you not so much, and a lot of in between that. And some of you might be married to a great person or not, or however that's working out in your life. But again, whether you're wherever we're at, is all of us can choose in to say, I'm going to choose to take better care of me. What do you need, sweetheart? And so when someone else doesn't show up for you, or someone else hurts you, or you're feeling frustrated, right? Because we're all in relationships, and relationships tend to be the space where we have the most joy. And it's also the space where we can have the most pain, right? Or disappointment or challenges. And so learning to navigate both healthy relationship, but having healthier relationship with ourselves is something that all of us can say, I'm going to be committed to that. Does that make sense? And so as you tune in for you, I have great empathy. I'm so sorry you went through some tough stuff in the past and some relationship things, right? Like, I have major empathy. I've been through some stuff myself, right? Just being human, but coming back to like, what do you need, sweetheart? And I'm going to show up for you.
Thank you. And I appreciate that recognition. Everyone has hard things. And I think, well, I know what I'm doing is I opt out of even being involved in any kind of connection, particularly with women, because I feel like they're mean and hurtful. And I have really worked on forgiveness and just trying to step out of that place of being angry with, and I guess these women were, what am I trying to say? So these are all women who I have in the past had really great relationships with, and felt like they were my friends and that there was mutual love and respect. And now the experience has been almost to the level of believing that I hate them. And to me, that's like a reaction to maybe it's a childish reaction to being hurt and having a lot of pain. So I just, instead of even engaging, I opt out. And so that's mm-hmm. that's where my heart is. And so trying to not necessarily step over that or fix that, whatever that big messy thing is, I just opt out rather than working through it and letting it go and allowing myself to re-engage so that I can allow my heart to be open again and to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these are women who are horrible and mean. They just made a mistake, and I'm sure some of them have regretted it, but how?
Yeah. Well, thank you for the vulnerability and the real talk. And, you know, there's some real tender feelings there. And so you know, we honor the grief and the loss of the relationship or relationships. And, you know, you may, if a good therapy session, I've done those in my life, to EMDR, to tapping. One of the things I'd invite you to do is to write out, what did I learn from this, or what did this teach me? Right? And capture the lesson. Because sometimes I think we hold on to emotional pain because we know there's so much rich lessons in it, right? Like, we may have learned, gosh, I gave my power away, or my self-esteem, or I cared more about someone else's approval of me than voicing my needs, or this, or whatever the life lessons that experience contained for you. Is sometimes we hold on to the pain because we don't know if we've yet really absorbed the teaching. And so I would ask that you take on legit, like as a formal coaching, like assignment, you're going to do some journaling to, what did this experience teach me? What are the lessons here about myself, about others, about communication, relationships, you name it. And then you can honor, maybe you have a little mini funeral, literally, for the relationship, and maybe write someone a letter, whether you ever send it or not, but just the acknowledgement. Because like when you said why it's painful, as you were at one time, this really close connection that then fell apart for some reason or multiple reasons. And there's some loss there, right? We don't always talk about loss when someone dies, or we even have a lot of great books if someone gets divorced. But sometimes people have a loss of a significant friendship, a relationship. I know many of you watching or listening, either live or back to this recording, have been through this. And we don't really always talk about that, but it's true. It's a grief process. And you go through all the feelings, from sadness and anger to acceptance and so forth. So I would do some grief processing on it, as well as extraction of what the lesson is. And then it's like, okay, I get to choose how I show up. And that's really the only thing you can control. And I get that. And I know it's easier said than done, right? Where we get to choose into love and to open-heartedness, and we can feel vulnerable. That's why, again, when you have deeper self-care practices, they are like your North Star. And you come back to self-soothing and how you show up for yourself. We've all been through that. And I know for myself personally, you know, being, I was married and divorced, and then dating again at times has been quite an interesting experience, because again, my past self, where the hurt is like, ooh, that's risky business, right? And that's what you're saying. It feels too risky. I'll just not engage. And so I get you. I've been through that in friendship and relationships too, where sometimes literally, I mean, I had a relationship last year that I had a friendship of 10 years who expressed she had some hurt feelings and asked her to teach me about that and how could I make it better. And we had a conversation, and in the conversation, you know, with a lot of sharing, and I was grateful to hear it and hold space. I wasn't aware. I mean, it was something that had happened years previous, so it wasn't like something recent. And then after this lengthy conversation and holding a lot of space and asking, how can I heal this or make this right? Like, I'd hurt her feelings. I didn't know that, right? Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we know. And then, you know, within a few days, I got a lengthy letter of how everything I'd done wrong in the past 10 years in that friendship, like she'd been like, had this whole track record. I had nothing. And even though it was hard to hear, I still responded with like, can we heal this, or can we talk through this? And she didn't want to get on. She didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And that was hard. Mm-hmm. And it hurt. And I grieved it. But I also, it's like, I can't control where she's at. I only control how I show up. I tried to navigate that. So you do go through some grief. I've also had people, you know, they're talking about in the chat box, betrayal trauma and things like that is real, right? And to hurt, what Jessica's saying is, it's not a childish reaction. And that's absolutely right, right? When someone, and all those things. I will say that regardless of how anyone else shows up, I want you just being so tender and kind to you. And that even if someone else hurts us or says or does something to us, the reality is that we can't, we're not maybe responsible, of course, for the wounding, but our healing is in our hands. Like, let's be committed to progressing with it, right? But let your heart, you know, feel the feels, go through the grieving process. If this has been going on for over a year or more, and it's still a real stuck point, I would get some therapy around it. You know, a trusted therapist that will help you in the processing, because you're aware, like, hey, I don't want the rest of my life to be this way. I want to be healthier and I want to be in connection. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I just, as you've been talking, my thoughts are just like going a billion miles an hour. I recognize that, one of the key things right now is, and I don't know if it's just acknowledging it in this group that's helpful, but a lot of it has to do with my upline. There's no one there for me. And my immediate upline has quit, and then everybody else is diamond and above, and they're busy and they have families. And so I have felt like they don't have time for me. And so I see now where this is really, where those connections are, even though I've worked on them for quite a while, there's still some there. And this conversation has opened up that awareness. So I appreciate that. And I had a thought on when you said being tender and kind to me, that made the connection to the self-care and putting all the pieces of the puzzle together of, because like I said, I've worked on forgiveness. I've had a call with all of these women from the other group, and solved that to the best of my ability. I mean, there's probably other things I can still do, but some of those women are not open, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I really want to be successful in doTERRA and so many other things. And I just, it's like, what in the world is causing me to have such fear and anxiety in just calling someone and saying, hey, you said you were interested in knowing more about oils. How can I help you? I mean, good grief, that just seems so simple, and yet it traumatized me. Mm-hmm. So I love all your suggestions, and I feel like I've had a breakthrough of some kind, and maybe something's opened up so I can maneuver through some more stuff.
Yeah. Has this been going on for longer than a year?
I've been in doTERRA over 10, and I quit about, well, I didn't quit. I just put everything on pause for about 6 years.
Yeah. So would you be willing to meet with somebody? Cause like Cindy's saying, good bereavement counselors and someone that, you know, just helps you process this, or a trauma counselor or something like that, is that, and again, counseling to me or therapy is just another form of great self-care. Of course, it's like, I'm worth the time, that we don't just talk about this, but that you're saying, I'm sincere. I want to heal this and shift it. It will never be perfect, because part of humaning at times, like Shelley's pointing out, you'll have triggers or things come up, right? That's normal. But are you willing to meet with someone and get some support?
It doesn't feel like it.
Well, then love, because sometimes when we're in deep pain, you clearly in 6 years haven't pulled yourself out of it yet, because it's still holding you back, is like your willingness to get support around it is like, okay. And again, maybe you don't choose that, and I don't judge that choice, but just realize like, okay, this might be something that I just choose to accept, that then I won't have those connections, or I won't be able to progress and move forward in the same way that I desire to. And that's okay as well. But realize that if you're sincere about like, I want to heal this, I'm not saying there's one way to heal it, but getting support is so important.
Yeah, I think it's the bereavement counseling, and I'll get to look at that and see why that, but I just,
Well, maybe we don't call them a bereavement counselor, but just a good therapist or someone that can help support you, because some of these are things where I can hold a lot of empathetic space. I can ask questions. We can be in coaching. But sometimes when someone's dealing with a deep wound, that's in a different category than what Andy or myself or others may have, is that, and it's not like, I'm not saying I think there's this big thing you can't overcome. I think the fact you're so aware, you're already working on it to a degree. It's just that sometimes if we've been through something significant and we're looping it, right? You're looping something from years ago that it's still in present time. That's how I know, like when at times I've had myself go to therapy, is when a good chunk of time has gone by and I'm still mentally looping and I'm still hashing it out and rehearsing it. I'm clearly on my own, not making peace with it. And it's limiting my life experience. And that's how I knew, like, oh, like after I went through cancer coming up, well, it's almost been 12 years ago. And about 2 years after that experience, I couldn't go near a hospital without having massive anxiety. And when I first went through it, it was fine. But like my friends, people I love were having babies, and like to go into a hospital to see them and visit them, who are people I so love and want to be part of, I was having real reaction, understandably so. And so because it was limiting me, I went and did some therapy and EMDR, because I was just having, again, I was like stuck in this emotional trauma. So I have massive empathy for it. And again, what you choose to do is of course up for you. It's just when I'm asking and you say that it's been years ago and it's still keeping you stuck, then maybe, you know, having some personalized support would be what will help you.
You know, I am so grateful. I just want to sit in a moment of gratitude for this experience. And thank you, Tiffany. I feel like there's a couple people have reached out on the chat, and I feel like that's where I want to start, because the main intention I had coming on here and listening every week is because I feel like I want that connection back into doTERRA, if that makes sense. It's like that connection with people in doTERRA has been broken. And everything I've done to try and solve this messy life stuff has led me back here to, okay, I'm going to try doTERRA again. And all of my leaders have quit. All of my upline is super busy. I love my upline. They're wonderful women. I have contacted each of them. And Natalie said to me one time, she's a great one to support where she can. And I just honor her because she's so beautiful in her way of support. And she said, just text me when you need something or when you need that support. So she and I have, and she's 7 up from me. And so I'm able to text her and say, hey, I did this. And she's almost immediate in her response. Or as immediate can go for it. I think she's a double blue diamond. And she shares that love. So I get to still work on forgiveness of both of those groups. But my choice to step forward is requiring me to really be purposeful, brave, strong, and to, instead of fighting the battles that seem to be hitting me on every side, it's learning how to move through that with ease and grace, because doTERRA is easy, doTERRA is fun, and I love the product, I love the people. So the main thing that I'm getting out of this is the ability to reconnect to the organization, the people in the organization, and everything I love about it. Mm-hmm. So there's two people who have reached out with connecting with them. Mm-hmm. And that feels like
really good. And I also invite you to, Daryl Haslam in the chat box is making an invitation. He's a therapist here in Utah, a coach and therapist also involved in doTERRA.
His I just saw that.
His email, emotionalfreedomlife@outlook.com. I invite you to reach out to him. You've got a lot of people offering some support. Why I'm asking you to have like a plan in place and to move it forward is because even though I hear like the, yes, like in this moment, you're feeling nourished because people are showing up and validating you and so forth. But at some point in the future, your old feelings, the weeds return. Yeah. And someone will make, you will feel triggered and feeling less than again, or you'll feel left out, or you'll second guess because these are old wounds that haven't been resolved. And not that some of these things we just get to keep practicing with, right? But is to have tools in place where they don't take you out of the game again, right? I see you responding in the chat box. So if you can just stay present with me and that way you really absorb what we're sharing, that's okay. But the reality is, again, see, again, that's just a perfect example. Denise just gets to receive. Don't have to manage anybody else. Like, you just get to be present. But is having tools in place that you can self-regulate and that you can help yourself, give yourself what you need. So when others disappoint you or you feel the wound, you feel the trigger, you've got tools that you're confident in yourself to help you. Yeah, you might have some turbulence at moments or you go, oop, I got out of my lane, back in my lane. But that way moving forward, you've got some things that are within yourself that you feel confident in to say, I can navigate myself. I can self-soothe and come back to versus, again, saying, well, unless these other people or these connections are in a great, I can't succeed here. Versus like, oh, okay, I'm developing an inner toolbox where I can help myself navigate because those feelings will pop back up. They do pop up for all of us. Right? They are normal. So thank you for bringing the real talk today and bringing up such a topic because we can all relate where we get triggered. We have the things. It's just if there's something where it's like, I'm not resolving this and in a way that it's hindering me from really creating success is helping you have the tools. So you've been given lots of resources. A lot of people here that are showing up for you. I invite you to explore them that can help support you. Right, in developing more of those tools to navigate when those feelings come up. So again, thank you for bringing such an open, real heart and the real talk. And we are just here in your community, want to see you thrive and progress and move forward.
Thank you. I don't know if you need me to respond to the plan thing, but definitely thinking about that and how to assimilate everything from this beautiful conversation. And I love the idea of developing the inner toolbox.
Well, we've done do that. So, you know, reach out to Daryl or it looks like D Brown Hendricks off of Facebook is an emotions mentor through Rebecca Hintze's program. Cindy M has given you a great website. It looks like griefandtraumachaplaincy.com. is a connection in her email. And so if you want to snapshot all of this, Jessica Connors shares that she has an online women's support group where we apply the 12 steps and meet Sundays. That would sound like an awesome. So capture her email address, jessica.proctor.connors@gmail.com. Right. And of course, like explore these and then go with the one your gut feels drawn to that we just, you know, get you that kind of support. You're supported here for sure. And there's a lot of love here for you. It's just helping you develop some of those different tools that will help you navigate. Mm-hmm. But we've all felt those feelings at some point or another, whether we were on the playground in elementary school and it still shows up in our now 30s or 40s and 50s and whatever. It's like we're still dealing with sometimes those things. Is I've learned that humans were just so tender, right? And a lot of times what we make something mean about ourselves and then the ways that we're trying to get our self worth validated, right, is we want to come back to healthier places of doing that. But thank you again for just bringing such a real talk. For the rest of you watching, listening, you know, as we're talking today and sharing about these tools, is I know that at least one gem, if not several, have been what you've needed, is come back to like, what do I need? What do you need, sweetheart? And choosing to fuel the tank, right? Of coming into a space where you say, hey, I'm going to nourish me, body, mind, heart, and spirit. And as I invest in me, I invest in others, but realizing like a lot of this is alignment and coming to it. And like Denise, if there's something you need more support with that's deeper, that's still bugging you a year or two or several years later, allow yourself to get the support. And whether it's a therapist or an energy healer or worker or an emotions mentor, right? There's a lot of resources, but to support yourself with that is that, gosh, you go, okay, I'm worth supporting and investing in as you're navigating that. But I'm just sending you all so much love. I've loved being back in this topic and being here with you today and wishing you a great rest of your day, great week. Invite you to take action, right, on something, whether you're going to do some journaling, you're going to go move that body right now, you're going to go get your self-care guide and download that or read or listen to something positive. It's just be about the business of habits that give you nourishment, right? Not, you don't have to be perfect at it. No one is. But is choosing into saying, oh, okay, I'm going to choose to take better care of me. What a difference it makes. I hope this has served you today. Being here, I've loved being in a space with you. I love all the various comments and the sharing, right, that you've been navigating and adding to, right, that you're saying, gosh, I just see such a difference when I'm living this, right, when we're in it. But thank you for the real talk, Nicole and Denise, for joining us live. All of you, if you've been sharing, again, these resources, capture them. We're here to serve and support you. Lots of love from me to you. And we will see you guys next Wednesday at the same time. Lots of love.